If you drove past Glure's Tavern in Columbus, Nebraska, you might not give it a second thought. However, if you know its storied history, you'd be sure to stop and at least take a look at the walls and relive a part of the place's incredible history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Todd Troffles is a part of a tavern with quite a distinction.
There's a trade publication that did a contest, and it's the oldest continuously operated tavern west of the Missouri River since around 1876.
Today it's called Glure's Tavern in Columbus, Nebraska.
It started as a Booker Saloon, a couple of Swiss immigrant brothers. They began the bar in 1876, and they ran it up until about 1914. In 1904, they hired a saloon helper named Louis Glure. And he started working for the brothers. In 1914, he purchased the tavern, and then he renamed it Glure's Tavern.
Remember, Todd mentioned this tavern has continuously operated since 1876. That means it remained in operation throughout Prohibition.
Well, from my understanding, I think they could sell near beer, and they made ends meet during Prohibition. That was a long period of time, about 15 years. And Louis Glure owned it from basically the whole time during Prohibition, and he ended up dying about 1933 or 34. And his two sons took the bar over. But they were open the whole time, whether it be just as a place for the farmers to come gather and have pop and stuff or whatever they did.
Today, Todd carries on the tradition begun so long ago here.
It seems to be a gathering place that generations of Columbus people have come to. If you've lived in Columbus, I'm sure you've walked through the doors at Glure's Tavern at least once.
But there are more interesting stories about those who've come here to Glure's Tavern. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.